News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Connecting more homes to fibre broadband than anyone else.
Now, one in five vapers say they would return to their smoking habit if flavoured vapes were banned. The new survey from Red Sea shows 90% of vapers surveyed believed an overall ban could lead also to a black market for flavoured vapes. To discuss this, we're joined by Dr. Garrett McGovern, Medical Director of the Priority Medical Clinic and GP Addiction Specialist, and Professor Luke Clancy, Director General of the Tobacco Free Research Institute Ireland and Consultant Respiratory Physician. Luke, to you first. Do you believe flavoured vapes should be banned?
I do, yes. I'm quite worried about flavours. These are obviously put in there to make the product more attractive. But apart from that worry, there's also the worry that we're inhaling flavours into our lungs. Now, if you ingest them into your stomach where they're supposed to go, they seem to be harmless enough. But when they're inhaled, we're inhaling foreign material into our lungs, and the damage it's going to cause is unknown yet. But you can be certain that when you inhale foreign bodies into your lung, it causes damage.
Okay. Garrett McGovern, how about that? It's making these flavoured vapes are making it more attractive to young people. And also, does the unknown, we're inhaling foreign material into our lungs?
I think the whole rationale for electronic cigarettes is to reduce harm, and flavours are a very significant driver for people who are trying to quit smoking to use electronic cigarettes. So I look at it as a significantly less harmful endeavour than smoking. And yes, Luke is quite right. We don't know the long-term effects of electronic cigarettes. They've been around for over 20 years. We know only too well what the effects of smoking are. You know, we're trying to get our smoking rates down. I believe electronic cigarettes and flavours have a role in that.
Okay, Luke, how about that? It's the lesser of two evils.
I don't agree. As you may know, the World Health Organization does not approve of e-cigarettes for smoking cessation. Now, it's true that people have succeeded in giving up on them. But we, you know, this survey suggests that there's a lot of people who are still using them despite being off cigarettes. And we know that dual use is the most common. In other words, using both cigarettes and e-cigarettes. And there's now emerging literature which shows that using both is more harmful than using either alone.
Okay.
And one interesting about the fact that it flavors encourage people to use e-cigarettes to stop smoking. This may be true, but in fact, the studies show that there's no advantage when you do that. The success rate, which is very low, is similar whether there are flavors or not.
Okay.
And the fact
All right.
is,
let me bring Garrett
who use them.
Oh, sorry. Go on. Finish that point. Yeah, about kids.
The children who are using them are not using them to stop smoking.
Okay, let me put all those points to Garrett McGovern. Dual use, children, they're not smoking, they're taking up because they're flavoured. And I think the final point was there's actually no real advantage to vaping.
Well, there's a huge advantage because it's much less harmful than smoking. In relation to, I'll take Luke up on his point about not successful. The evidence now is fairly clear that you're probably twice as successful to quit smoking using electronic cigarettes as you are to use any other method. And I would say this, Shane, giving up cigarettes, and Luke will know this, is incredibly difficult. Many people will try every year and not succeed. And we really need not to put barriers in the way of people trying to quit.
Okay, how about that, Luke?
Let's not
put up stumbling blocks.
Before there was e-cigarettes, the prevalence of smoking in this country was dramatically falling, and particularly among children. From 1995 until 2019, we saw a dramatic fall in smoking among young people. Now that's on the rise again. That's one problem with it. The other is that nicotine itself is addictive, and it's harming the brains of these children. Okay. Furthermore, they're using devices which have lithium and plastic, and we were trying to get away from that. There's nothing good about these.
Let Garrett come back in and respond to that, Luke. Garrett?
Well, just it's important that we know that they are not approved for smoking cessation in this country.
Okay. Yeah, Garrett?
Look, myself and Luke will probably be here all day disagreeing on this.
You won't, because you only have another minute, so make your point.
I go back to my point. This smoking is a deadly habit, kills 6,000 people a year. Electronic cigarettes are killing nobody. Switch. If switching works for you, switch. That was my advice to smokers.
Okay. Luke, last word to you.
Let's get rid of e-cigarettes. They have been a bad, pernicious influence. They're addicting our children. They're ruining their brain. They're leading them to cigarettes. And the future with e-cigarettes is worse than without it.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Dr. Garrett McGovern, Professor Luke Clancy, thanks to both of you for joining us on News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Now,
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.